This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. And I have in the studio with me Carol J. Perry, because today is Carol J. Perry Day on Joy on Paper. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Patsy.
Well, I am so happy to have you because, as you know and my listeners know, you were my first in-studio guest almost 8 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that day very well.
And we were, I don't know who was more excited, you or me, but I was so excited to have someone in the studio because up to then I had only been talking to people in New York. But it's nice to have a real live person.
It is
it
nice.
It is so much fun.
It was an honor then, and it still is. I love coming here.
And you have some good news about your Witch City Mystery Series today.
Yes.
What happened? This is breaking news.
It is breaking news. Yesterday evening, I wrote the words "the end" on book number 13 in the Witch City Mystery Series. It's called "Now You See It," and it's a week ahead of deadline.
Wow, she's breathing easy, boy. Oh, oh boy! Because she had November 1st, it was almost painted on your forehead.
I know, because it was a double deadline. I had a novella due then, which I finished early, and that's already gone and in, and I'm about to get paid for it. And then this one was due on November 1st, which is more difficult. I mean, this is a big book. 86,000 words we came out on.
Well, this is so exciting. It is so exciting. And you have done such a remarkable job in less than 8 years.
Yeah.
One series with 13 books and a second series called Haunted Haven.
Yeah.
Set here in Florida. And book two is coming out today. So I want to play a little song for you. Okay?
Yeah.
And I think you'll appreciate it.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
That's so pretty, and that's just the kind of mood that suits book two in my Haunted Haven series, because Haven is an imaginary town, but it's made up of bits and pieces of places I've seen. I used to be a travel writer, you know, before I discovered fiction. And I'd visited so many of these lovely little places that the highways have passed by and the theme parks have forgotten about. And Haven is pieces of that. And High Spirits is the second book in that series. We have contract for two more. So my date for the Witch City book was November 1st. So I figure on November 2nd, I start work on book three of Haunted Haven. And my working title, your listeners are the first in the world to hear the working title, which I think will stick, is called Haunting License.
That's good.
And there will be a fishing tournament in it. And, of course, we live right in the right place. They're all over, everywhere around here. So I'll check out the one in Madeira Beach and one in Clearwater and make sure I get the facts right. But it's easy research for that.
And High Spirits, of course, has a Christmas theme.
Oh,
and
yes.
Silver Bells, it's relevant to the storyline.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. That was perfect.
When my sister Natalie, who is known in our area as a connoisseur of cozy mysteries.
She is.
And she's the one who, she read the first book before me.
Yeah.
She grabs.
Yeah.
She just loves cozy mysteries, and she's read thousands.
I bet.
And so she said, when she read your book, she said, oh, this is a winner. Is she really local? I said, yes. I said, she said, oh my goodness, I thought she was like from New York or something. This is such an impressive book. And so, and so she knew that you were going to be the top, and you certainly have.
And she is a good judge, really, not to be vain, but I am when I hear words like this. She reads so many different genres, and she loves cozies, and she knows. I mean, you can't mention a cozy writer's name that Natalie probably hasn't heard of.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And even some in Italian, by the way, because she reads Italian.
Oh, she's so darn smart.
She's waiting, and she's hoping your books will get translated in Italian, too. But she loves you, and I have a very special thing. Well, she sent a bunch of gifts for you. First, of course, for the new Haunted Haven, we have a ghost.
Look.
Although your ghosts there are,
that's adorable. Look at his little dress.
Are all, movie stars and famous people, but she wanted you to have a ghost. And then she went really crazy about about a whole bucket full.
Oh, you guys.
A whole bucket full of wonderful.
Oh, look at the spiders. Oh, I love these. I love Natalie. I love
delightful.
You. I love WTAN. The whole
world. So you
so
have a whole pumpkin full of spiders, which also
is J. Perry Day and presents.
Oh, and that's
music.
Just the beginning. That is just the beginning of presents for you, because as I said, she loves your books. I love your books, and.
I'm laughing at their faces. Look at that.
They are delightful. And so you have a whole bunch of spiders there also to spur you on. And Natalie loves, by the way, her favorite song is Silver Bells. So when she got that and she read that, she was like with tears in her eyes.
Yeah.
Because that is her.
It's always
a song.
Oh, yeah.
We used to, now you'll appreciate this, we used to shop in Hudson's Department Store in Detroit, a gigantic store.
Yeah, I know.
And you know these old-fashioned stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they always had a lot of Silver Bells, and they played this song and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And so all during Christmas season, we would be there, and we would hear this song. And so when I hear the song, and of course, when you hear, it's just, when Dean Martin sings it, it's a blast from the past.
Sure.
So I wanted you to know that Natalie is watching, as a matter of fact, because we're on YouTube. So she can see what you're doing.
Spider.
And so I just wanted you to know that, she's so happy to give you a few gifts. Because, we have talked about, I just mentioned the ghosts in Haunted Haven. Now, they are basically famous people who have visited right here in our beautiful area,
mm-hmm.
glorious area. And so she was thinking about it, and she wanted to give another gift to you. Let me see where it is, and you will appreciate this. And it's also something that you're aware of. This is for you kids out there, people who don't remember, this is
Grace Kelly paper doll. I love paper dolls.
I know. She heard about that.
Did she?
So this is from her collection of paper dolls.
I have some, too.
She has a lot of paper dolls. And, young people today don't know this pleasure of paper dolls.
Oh.
And these beautiful, beautiful books.
And usually the gowns are from movies. My first one, the first ones were Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret Rose paper dolls.
So that's another gift. So
okay,
I think
this is a hard one for her to part with.
She'll part with it.
Oh.
I think we have somebody special on the phone. Do we have somebody special? Hi.
Hi, Larissa, your publicist at Kensington.
Oh, Larissa, what a lovely surprise. I'm going to cry on YouTube.
Well, this is your life, Carol J. Perry.
Oh, what a wonderful surprise. And Larissa is absolutely the most wonderful publicity person any writer could dream of. And I can't say enough. And she even sent me pictures of baby Henry.
So, Larissa, tell us. Now, of course, you are with Kensington, and I have so many Kensington authors on the program, mostly because of you, actually, because you send me all these wonderful books with these beautiful covers, and I sort of spread them out on my coffee table, and I can go, which one? What do you think about Carol J. Perry?
Carol is actually one of the first books that I worked on.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I was actually thinking about it at Kensington, she was one of my first books. It was Bells, Spells, and Murder.
Oh.
It was one of the first books that I worked on.
Another Christmas one.
Yeah, so I won't forget that anytime soon. Carol is one of the best authors to work with. She's so sweet. She always asks for pictures of Henry and of my big fat cat, Watson, who happens to look like the cat on her covers of her Witch City Mysteries.
Yeah,
it's so funny. He literally looks exactly like that cat. But I love working with Carol. I'm so thrilled that we have two series with her. And congratulations on High Spirits coming up today.
Yes.
And
I do buy it.
I don't know if you heard that yesterday she wrote The End on book 13.
A week ahead of deadline, Larissa. Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you.
So do you find Carol easy to work with?
That doesn't happen very often.
Do you find Carol easy to work with? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Carol's so easy to work with.
I like to think so, and Larissa is. I never have any complaints, and if I have a question, and even if it isn't in her department, she'll find me the person I need to talk to, or email.
I think you have a wonderful combination here of working with Larissa, who is brilliant, and then working with all of the wonderful Kensington. The people are there. They are all fantastic,
yeah.
And particularly the ones who do her covers. I love her covers.
Everyone loves my covers.
I love all of them.
Yeah, and Orion particularly likes the ones where he is very large, and we have to remind the artist from time to time that the bigger the cat on the cover, the better the book. Orion told me to say that.
That's it. Well, Larissa, I am so happy that you were able to call in today and to congratulate Carol on this wonderful day. You're doing two series, and book two in your second series comes out. It's pretty exciting.
It is. And Larissa, I can't tell you how thrilled I am that you did this. This is so wonderful. And I have tears behind my blue glasses.
Of course. We all love you, Carol.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
love to everybody.
Yes. Thanks again, Larissa.
Thank you for having me on.
It was wonderful to hear your voice. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye. What a wonderful surprise, Patsy.
Well, that was nice,
huh? Awesome.
Well, you know, she's in contact with me all the time. As a matter of fact, I can hold up right now. It's funny, I don't have any of your books to hold up, but she just sent me two new books, Kensington books, and they are wonderful. And Peggy Earhart's Irish Knit Murder and Death in Irish accent, so it looks like we're heading. These are going to be next.
Good
for
Irish
St. Patrick's Day, which,
yeah,
as you know,
yeah.
I started this program in 2015 on St. Patrick's Day, so those are very relevant. So I'm very
and
grateful.
And then there's Mrs. Morris and the Leprechaun should be coming pretty soon from Tracy Hall. And you're going to like that one, too. I had an advanced copy. You're going to love it. It takes place in Salem.
Well, you know, I have another blast from the past. Let's go ahead and play a little book buzz. Okay? I think we have...
The This is Rita Moreau reporting for Joy on Paper with the latest on Book Buzz. Hey, have you ever asked yourself whose funeral will be next? Probably not, but Grave Errors, a Witch City mystery by author Carol J. Perry might have you asking that question. Here's the buzz. For residents of Salem, Massachusetts, the day after Halloween brings empty candy wrappers, sagging pumpkins, and a community-wide identity crisis. That is until Lee Barrett's TV production class suggests extending the spooky season. But when the students discover not all of Salem's dead are resting in peace, the post-October blues don't seem so bad after all. As if a series of haunting graveyard visits isn't disturbing enough, Lee and her policeman boyfriend connect the crime to an unsolved missing person case. Driven by a series of chilling psychic visions, Lee calls on her cleverest allies, including her shrewd cat, Orion, to go underground and dig up the evidence needed to put a lid on a cold case forever, before the town's latest headstone has her name on it. Carol J. Perry's Grave Errors is an entertaining story that keeps readers guessing until the very twisted and eerie end. This is Rita Moreau, reporting for Joy on Paper. For more on my suggestions on the mysteries you should not miss, go to our webpage, www.radio-joyonpaper.com, and click on Book Buzz. That's radio-joy on paper. Rita Moreau, buzzing off for now.
Rita does such a good job, doesn't she? And actually, Grave Errors was one of my personal favorites. I really like that story.
Well, it's book five in your series. It's a wonderful book. Really great. And so that's another blast from the past here.
Yes, okay. Yes, I like it.
Because we don't want people to forget. There's all of your books are wonderful, and that's why we do the book buzzes.
Yep.
And Rita does such a wonderful
job. She does.
This way, it keeps books in the forefront. We're advertising books years after the authors have been on the program. And to tell you the truth, even years after they're gone. So we love to do this because a good book is a good book. And it doesn't matter if it's 3 or 4 years old. So that's why we do these. And Rita does a great job.
She does.
I know that tomorrow she has a big promotion on Booksy. She's going to be doing some Facebook advertising for both Wheeler Dealer, her Audible version. And so it's really exciting when, you know, she does all of this for authors. Authors really love her. And, of course, she was a guest host here on Joy on Paper.
Yes.
And she did such a great job.
Great job.
Well, as I say, she is
Radio Rita.
The Radio Rita, that's what. And we call her the One Take Rita. So I just want to, again, tell people her Ghost and Kooky Mystery Camper series is just wonderful.
Oh, they're delightful. I love the characters.
They are. They are just fantastic.
And a lot of people are very interested in characters that are over 30. And hers are just the most hip, funny women and ghosts.
And, well, yes. But I mean, her main character, of course, Mabel Gold, is venturing across the country, driving a camper, a vintage camper. And, you know, when she started,
has a companion.
She didn't expect it. Unexpected companion. But that sort of just what happens also in your books. People show up, you know, at Haven, Haunted Haven.
Yes.
Because a little background on that storyline. Who owns this wonderful
Haven,
hotel?
Haven House Inn. Well, my protagonist, Maureen, has inherited the Haven House Inn from a woman she had never heard of before until she gets the letter from lawyers in Florida explains she's the sole heir to this vintage inn and left to her by Penelope Josephine. And Penelope Josephine Gray, she calls her parents and say, do we know anybody by that name? No, we don't. Well, have we ever been to Haven? We might have passed through it on the way to Disney World, but I don't remember anything special about it. But Maureen has just lost her job as a sportswear buyer at a big major department store in Boston, and she and her dog Finn. Oh, Finn is a lovely golden retriever, but he unfortunately has flunked his guide dog test because he's too curious and easily distracted. So they're both out of work. She can't afford the Massachusetts rent for much longer without a job. So they decide that they don't have many options, so let's go to Florida and see what this is about. So Maureen does that. And she finds within a fairly short time that her inn is haunted. And the first ghost she meets is Lorna Dubois, who is a long-ago movie starlet. She never made it really to the big time, but she looked too much like a famous movie star of the time. And she appears only in black and white, as she did in the movies, and likes the fact that Maureen was involved in Ready to Wear because she loves clothes. And these same characters, everybody loves Lorna, so Lorna will be in the series forever. But we also see Babe Ruth, who drops in when the Yankees play the Rays, and she started to name some of the rooms after people who stayed there. There are some that are not quite so famous. There's a, I think it's President Polk's vice president, whoever that was, and he comes there in the winter and he summers in Washington, D.C. So we have some not so famous ghosts, too. And they're helpful in solving mysteries. And no one can say I'm wrong about anything the ghosts do, because who's to say?
Exactly. And, of course, I love Babe Ruth. As you know, I'm a big baseball fan. And right here, just down the street, is the country club where Babe Ruth used to play golf. And most people don't know that he preferred golf to baseball.
Yep.
He loved golf.
Could have been a good great golfer, too.
But it wasn't big money in those days.
No. No.
It's really thrilling to me as I drive down the road and I sort of look at the golf course and I say, oh.
And we can drive by his house.
Yeah.
Dan and I drive by his house occasionally now, just because it's there and we like it. And he had a great view. This has just been such a fun series to write. When my editor from Kensington called and said, could you do a paranormal mystery series? Well, if an editor says that, you say, oh, sure, yeah, I can do that. And then I looked up paranormal in the dictionary. And I asked Bria Burton, another of your friends, because she knows a little about that and that kind of fantasy. And she said, well, you know, there's vampires and scary animals and stuff. And I said, I'm not that familiar with that, but I think I can do ghosts. And I can do ghosts, and I love them. And this is a fun series to write. The characters are fun, and I'm loving them. And the Christmas story, Mrs. Maureen's first Christmas in the South, and book two takes place at Christmas time in Florida. So we have decorated palm trees and plastic flamingos with Santa hats on, and it's kind of culture shock for Maureen, who's used to a New England Christmas with snow. And she has some other guests that show up regularly in the books, who live there and work there. We have a little romance going too. I did a blog last night for Cozy of the Month, and I got a lot of comments on how they liked the romance that was progressing. Now, of course, in the Witch City Mysteries, we had Lee and Pete, and Kensington doesn't often do books past number 12. So I sort of tied things up with that romance by having them get married in book 12, and then I got contracts for 13, 14, 15. So now that they're married, we're sort of in Mr. and Mrs. North or heart to heart kind of. Uh-huh. And that's fun to write too, because now they can work together. And I know Natalie's waiting for the babies, but we mustn't rush that.
I know.
But there's a little hint in book 13 that Natalie is going to love.
Well, that's what she was waiting for. She was determined that there would be more books. And speaking of that, I think we have somebody else on the line for you. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
And who is this?
Hi, this is Effie Soga.
Oh, Carol, it's Essie.
Essie, my very first wonderful editor. I miss you and I love you. And I'm so glad to hear your voice. I didn't know where you went or what you're doing. Are you well? Are you happy?
I am, and I'm so happy to be able to call in. You know, you were my first acquisition when I got to Kensington.
Do you know, I did not know that I was your first or that Larissa was. I didn't know you were both virgins. And you were both, and everybody was so professional. I never would have guessed it. Never, never, never. And didn't we work well together?
Oh, it was the best time.
It was such fun. Did you get a new comfortable chair?
I did.
I was worried about your back.
Well, you know, Essie, this is Patsy, and I want to tell you that all the time she was working with you, she was always telling me how wonderful it was to work with you.
It's true.
It was such a joy.
We worked very, very well together, and any changes she made always were right on, you know, just what it needed, and we never had a disagreement about anything, and she was just great to work with, and I think we're sort of kindred spirits about in the cozy world.
Well, Essie, I want to thank you for, you know, calling in. I know you're in the middle of a meeting, but I think it was important to, on this Carol J. Perry Day here at Joy on Paper, because you have been such an important part of her life.
Well, I'm so happy I could. Congratulations on High Spirits, and I cannot wait to see the rest of what you have to come.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and please keep in touch. Email me or something and tell me about your work.
I will.
You have all the numbers.
Okay. Thank you again, Essie.
All
it's
right,
wonderful, wonderful
have
talking to you.
Oh, what a thrill. Thank you. Thank you, Patsy, for fixing this up. I love you, Essie.
Okay. Bye-bye now, Essie.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Isn't she delightful?
Oh.
And she was in a big meeting, and she stepped out up in the hallway to, just to say hello to you and congratulate
you. That is so wonderful.
Well, I